the program, you can see that after Jérôme Bourgon's, there are final remarks by myself. But I won't inflict you more than two or three sentences, because it's already very late. The first thing I would like to say, and I'm very happy to see that this bibliography, which we have talked about, is a kind of living object, even though it has not been published yet, and not even completed, in fact. In great part through the miracle of computer science, it's so easy to circulate now and to give away that many people have had access to it and have used it already. So that this was a good, occasion shows that it's already, so it's not, I don't have to be desperate because it's not, it takes so much time to get completed and published. Also, what I was interested to see that our colleagues talking about different cultures and countries all told me that they were so overawed by the quantity of sources that we have on Chinese bureaucracy. Certainly, it would have to been a little refined. Whether you talk about Mesopotamia or Prussia or 18th century France, the comparison is very different. And in our case too, in the case of China, whether you speak of the Qing or of the first imperial dynasties, also it's very different. But still, it's a fact that there is an immense corpus of writings which are not just theory or institutions, but also the government in action in the case of China. And what is also striking is, that's what I said this morning, is that at least in this domain, Chinese has, bureaucracy, Chinese has always been in advance on other cultures. And the figure of the administrateur, which emerges in Europe, in Western Europe, at the end of the Ancien Régime, at the 18th century, is very familiar in China and already well shaped a very long time before. Also, what struck me, and I will finish with this, talking about this comparative consideration. I found it very. We had only three contributions. We could only have three contributions on non-Chinese contributions. But in each case, it was so interesting to see the many modalities of administrative organizations, of state thinking, et cetera, exist. But still, you have. It seems to me it would have to be pursued it boils down, in the case of important, sizable states or state formations, it boils down to a few modalities patrimonial, purely bureaucratic, and interestingly, the three main modalities appeared already during the very long history of Mesopotamia that was presented yesterday. So maybe the numbers of possibilities of organizing humankind in great states are limited and can be found maybe elsewhere, everywhere at different times of the year. I don't know. It's something that could be pursued. And in fact, as far as future perspectives are concerned, first perspectives and first project is to complete the bibliography, of course, and that's the hardest of all. But I think that now that there is a publisher, as I told you, it's really a very powerful incentive to ignore the other things and do that. The second perspective is that it seems to me that our discussions have revealed many domains where research would be interesting. there are many more interesting things to continue to research to have a better understanding of this most elusive thing, which is the real nature of the Chinese state, of the Chinese way of governance and all these things. Because the more in my case, the more I work on this, and I don't say the less I understand it, but the more I see all the things that are not clear, that are not really understood, and things we are. We thought we were, secure knowledge. In fact, it can be understood very differently, etc., etc. So it's an unending topic. And finally, I think that I have been very, I'm very eager to continue to do comparative work as we have sketched during this three and probably in the year to come, I will ask my colleagues again and other people too, and also do this compensate for this big frustration that was not having anybody talking about Japan, etc., etc. And that's it. So now I have to thank you all. The participants for having presented all this interesting research. Especially those among you who did a very long trip indeed for being seated here for two full days. I have a special thank for the colleagues who acted as a discreet interpreters, and that was really nice to do that. and I think it improved the whole thing. And finally, I thank also those among you who from time to time, or sometimes from the whole duration of the seminar, came just to listen to what was going on. So that's it, and thank you again.